Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR Kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. Last on this round robin cycle, it's me, your boy Jay. And I am picking another space movie, kind of coincidentally. Richard and I picked our movies without chatting with each other. And we're watching Lost in Space, the 1998 remake of the old television show, which has since been remade on Netflix. I loved this movie when I was a kid. I definitely think it's probably going to suck. Because I've never heard anyone ever talk about it. And it's got Matt LeBlanc in it.
Oh, Jay, it's going to be so terrible.
And Heather Graham. But Gary Oldman, this was my first ever experience as a child with Gary Oldman. And
nice. Gary Oldman's good.
Yeah. He plays like the... He's like... I think that's not really a spoiler to say he's the bad guy in this.
Oh, wow. No, he always plays a space villain.
Yeah. Yeah, always. In every movie. Yeah,
he was in The Fifth Element. He was a space villain.
In Harry Potter, he was a space villain.
That Winston Churchill as a space villain. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dracula. A space villain. We don't know where vampires came from, really.
You remember that movie, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy? All about the space villains.
I mean, anyway. Maybe they were using alien technology to accomplish their spying games.
There was a shot in this movie that it was like almost like a Matrix shot where they were like did some like hyperspace jump or something. Mm-hmm. And then like the camera moved around while they were all in the air. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. I know all the special effects in this movie were so cool. I don't know why no one liked it.
Excuse me.
Have you guys ever seen this?
No, from that description, it sounds like it's going to give me vertigo.
Well, just okay. Make sure you're, you know, around padded stuff. I don't know. While you're watching this.
Sitting down. What is that like maneuver? You have to do like a maneuver where like you lay on your side and you get flipped around and stuff if you have vertigo.
They flip you around?
Yeah, they do. You have to like reset the little things in your ear, you have to like do this like crazy maneuver with your body. You like flip over really fast and like sit up and
oh wow.
So get the pillows ready.
Yeah. See, I'm sure I saw this, but it's so much just overshadowed by, I think the following year, Galaxy Quest came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is the kind of movie I want to watch now going forward, not Lost in Space. So
we must have had this on VHS or something. I don't remember. But yeah, because it was pretty big. The box office was 80 million or the budget was 80 million, but opening weekend raked in 20 million in the US, which is not what I was expecting, because again, I've never heard anyone ever talk about this movie. But it ended up making 136 million worldwide. So, you know, making a profit, doing its job.
Nice.
Now it's on Netflix and it's rated 5.2 on IMDb.
Yeah, so. It seems like it was nominated for a Razzie Award for Worst Remake or Sequel. So, yeah, we'll see. But I think, have y'all ever seen the TV show it was based off of?
Nope.
I know some of the like mythology of the TV show, but I've never actually seen it.
Right. Because I was trying to wonder what the vibe was for that. It was probably like very campy, probably, right? Like
the TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually take it back. I watched like a couple random episodes. I had no idea what was going on because it was my parents had it on. I was like visiting their house and they're like, you should watch this. It's really good. And I was like, okay, but I had no idea what was happening. Parker Posey was in it.
No, the old TV show from like the 60s.
Oh, I have no idea about that.
No, but keep on going. What were you saying?
It was
Parker,
a little
Parker
cheesy.
Parker Posey.
Yeah, it was a little cheesy.
Netflix did remake this, remake the TV show in like, I think 2 years ago. And I know it went for at least 2 seasons.
Probably stopped at 3, because that's what Netflix does.
I don't know. I tried to watch it, and I was not a big fan.
The TV show was, apparently this whole story is kind of based on the Swiss Family Robinson, which is something I know nothing about. So
you've never seen the Swiss Family Robinsons?
Oh, no. Are they lost in space or something?
No, they're not lost
in space. No, they're lost on an island.
Okay.
Disney classic.
And then pirates come and they make booby traps on their treehouse.
Adding it to the list.
That's good. Because when we watch that, I'll just talk about Lost in Space the whole time. Because I won't have anything to say about Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, okay. Well, that family really made the most out of rudimentary knowledge and a tree. That's what I'll say.
This movie, I remember there's something about spiders in it, which is kind of creepy. And there's also like something about there. I think it's in a world where like space travel is a normal thing. I don't 100% remember. I just have like kind of memory flashbacks of certain scenes. But there is like, they do have the robot from the TV show that was like super famous that everyone remembers. And,
Will Robinson.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, they even have the same last name. What the heck? How did we not even, even when you said it's based on the Swiss Family Robinsons?
Said that, right? Who said that?
Richard said that.
Oh, Richard said that? Oh, God. It's been a long day.
Aaron, you're drinking so much.
Sorry. Well, then Richard was like, I don't know about Swiss Family Robinson, so my brain just assumed you said it.
Oh. Wait. Okay. That was Aaron who just said that, right? Was that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Who said Parker Posey's in this?
I do my best.
I don't have anything else to say, and you guys haven't seen this, so let's just go watch the movie. We're going to go watch Lost in Space, and we'll talk to y'all in a minute. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Jay here. Thank you so much for listening to this wacky and wild episode on a wacky and wild movie. I hope you enjoyed the rest of it. If you like the VCR Kids, please tell your friends. Easiest way to check us out is just to search for the VCR Kids on Google or their favorite podcast app, or even apps that you didn't know play podcasts, like Audible, Apple, Amazon Music. What else is out there? Spotify, we're on there. Pretty much anywhere you listen to audio, you can find the VCR Kids. If your friends have an iPhone, just go to apple.co/thevcrkids. Take you right there. Take you right to our page. You can hit subscribe. We got some really fun episodes coming up. We've also done some really fun ones lately. So if you haven't caught up with our back catalog as much, check it out. This is episode number 148, I think. So there's almost 150 movies back there that you can catch up with us on. So yeah, other than that, please hit us up on social media at the VCR Kids. We love hearing from you. If you have any feedback or comments or questions or just want to get in touch with us, you can always reach us at thevcrkids@gmail.com. And other than that, I'll get you back to the show. Enjoy. Okie dokie. We have all finished watching Lost in Space, the full length feature film version. I think we all have a lot of thoughts on this, so let's just get started from the beginning. I don't even really remember how this movie opens up because so much crazy stuff happened in it. Is it when when the kid's in the closet?
No, it was like the pilots, which had nothing to do with anything, really.
Yeah,
it did. It established that he is a rule breaker and that he doesn't listen to instructions
or something. Yeah. Were the terrorists coming to get them?
Yeah, so we're in the far distant future of 2058 or 2053 or something like
that. There's no effing way. It's 2050. No.
Basically, the Earth is, I guess, going to die. And so they're trying to find, they have found this other planet, but it's really, it's like, I think they said it was 10 years away. And so they've tried to come up with a, they're building like a way to get there faster.
No, they were just going to, well, kind of, but they didn't, it wasn't working yet. So they had to go and cryo sleep.
Right. Because the, so anyway, there's this like terrorist organization that's mentioned in this part in the beginning. And then one more time in the movie, that's like trying to stop this from happening. And we don't really know why.
Yeah, it's never explained.
They just, but yeah, that's what like we it. Open up on is the terrorists attacking this, I guess, like spaceport, like space station.
It's like a sky bridge or something. So like it's, they build this like ring in the sky and then it's supposed to like bloop, bloop you to the other one.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a gate.
Yeah, like a sky gate or a sky bridge or something like that.
Stargate. And we meet Mr. Matt LeBlanc and the buddy from Walking Dead, who has a completely different voice dubbed over him.
You talking about the older Will?
No, the guy, the other pilot that he saves.
Oh yeah, it's the guy. It's the guy with the staff that just like. Do you know what I'm talking about? The staff guy.
I know who y'all are talking about, but the older Will also got his voice dubbed.
Yep.
Aww. And apparently so was very people. Upset about it. So
yeah.
I was very I'd upset about mad. It too. You know who the older Will was, right?
Mad
Men?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who, well, spoilers for Mad Men, but he's the British guy who killed himself. And yeah, he plays 30-year-old Will.
I just kept watching it going like, I know how you would actually be saying this, and this is not your voice. Like,
but anyway, that's way, way later in the movie. So the Robinsons are going on this 10-year space mission to basically build the other end of the gate so that they can save humanity and they can all inhabit this other planet and end up destroying that one.
Which, how are they supposed to build that thing all by themselves? Was that explained?
Nope.
It just
because they're all geniuses. Can't you tell?
Yeah. The kid invented time travel. So that's pretty impressive.
We got genius dad. We got mom who does nothing but break up arguments. We got genius doctor daughter. We got genius rebellious teenage daughter.
And
we got
genius kid. Is she a genius? What did she do that was genius?
She like invented vlogging.
Video blogs.
Yeah.
And a whack sense of style.
In 1998.
The actress that plays her voices Eliza Thornberry from The Wild Thornberries, and she also plays Gretchen in Mean Girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty fetch.
Yeah. I wanted to wear hoop earrings, and then Regina said they were her thing.
That's not this movie. So the most of the kids are angry that they're leaving, but then they all get on a spaceship and they've decided Matt LeBlanc is going to fly them
for some reason.
And Gary Oldman is paid. He has a great Zoom meeting in a desert and he gets paid off to kill the Robinsons
for some reason.
Fails miserably.
Yeah.
Because the terrorists, this is the second time the terrorists are mentioned. They don't want, I guess, Earth to, they don't want the people to escape Earth.
Yeah, I think they were mutants. None of this is explained.
Yeah. So then, because he failed, then Dr. Smith gets stuck on the ship for no reason. And yeah, that's basically the setup. And then they're in space. Yeah,
he programs the robot to destroy them.
Right.
And then that's what makes them stuck in space, because like the robot wakes up and starts breaking everything and trying to kill them. And they have to it breaks their hypersleep containers. So they have to like all wake up and get out of them. And then they are supposed to they're like crash coursing into like a sun. So they hyper jump through the sun, which honestly just seems like you would burn up if you tried to go through a sun in hyper or regular speed.
You don't know the science behind that.
But they were like, you have to make precise calculations. You have to do it with a Stargate or you'll get lost in space. And they're like, do it anyway.
Because that's what this movie's called.
So, that's what they
did. Also, speaking of them getting on the spaceship, the costume designer for this movie loves boobs of every kind. They're just all incredibly accentuated. And I'm not just talking about the female boobs. I'm talking about Matt LeBlanc's boobs. I'm talking about Mr. Robinson's boobs. Everyone's boobs are just incredibly accentuated in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Matt LeBlanc at one point takes off his jacket and he just has like a ripped up undershirt underneath for no reason.
He drove me insane in this movie because all he did was relentlessly harass what's her name? The blonde girl, the daughter.
Roller girl?
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham. He just like relentlessly harassed her the whole movie. And then at the end, she was like, but I like it. And it's like, oh my God, I can't with this. I would be so creeped out by him. Like legitimately, if someone said that to me, I would slap his face.
Yeah, that last kiss, like, and this one's on credit. I was done. I mean, I was already done. I was already done, but.
I said that weirdly, like, her and her father, Mr. Robinson, had more sexual tension than like him, Robinson and his wife, and Matt LeBlanc and her. And it wasn't even supposed to be, but like there were just like a few scenes where it was like, So
once they come out of hyperspace and are lost in space, the first thing I see is another spaceship that is floating along and they're like, let's get on that thing.
And they I said they deserve everything that happens to them, these idiots, because they come up next to the ship and they're like, oh, it's one of ours, the Proteus. Weird. We didn't know they sent a ship. Okay. And so, but then they're flying up to it and they see an alien spacecraft, and they even say, hey, that's an alien spacecraft. And the whole thing like is clearly abandoned. The ship is clearly abandoned and decrepit, and they're like, let's dock there anyway. Like, what the heck is wrong with you? You deserve to be attacked by spider creatures. You deserve it.
Well, I had a moment there when they were like shot out into the galaxy in some unknown place. I was like, this could get kind of interesting. Right. I don't remember where this went. And then I saw English on the side of the thing, or not. I mean, I don't know. That's not an English word, but like, you know, letters. And I went, oh, no, this is stupid. This is going to be stupid.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was like, I guess in the end, we find out that that ship was in like a future bubble and it was there because they were there.
It was in what?
A future bubble. That's like what it is.
Yeah, I know.
It was there because it was looking for them, but they only came upon it because of the future bubble.
On this ship, they find
directions.
The worst thing. The creepiest thing to ever occur in any space movie I've ever seen. and mechanical spiders.
The monkey? This
weird monkey thing is disgusting and really terrifying to watch.
Its eyes blinked from the sides.
Yeah.
Like, I told Jay, I was like, that looks like some stupid thing I would have doodled in my notebook as a third grader. What? Like some dumb Neopet thing. And
shout out Neopets.
Right. And that's what they went with. Like, well, some, it's just bad.
Apparently they had a Puppet Muppet thing on there from Jim Henson. Jim Henson had like a thing on the set there, and they CGI'd over it.
No.
And
why?
I'm sure the puppet was better.
It had to have been better. I don't know how that could have been worse.
I want to Google it.
There was this point when they do their jump to hyperspace and all the time freezes and they're like flying through the air and it does like a Matrix style camera thing where it kind of moves around.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid and I saw this, I'm pretty sure I saw this movie in theaters, at least at like the $1.50 theater. I remember thinking that was so cool. One of the coolest things I've ever seen. Watching it now, like every special effect in this movie looks like it's in a bad video game. Like, there's so much of this movie that just looks like a video game from like the 90s.
Right.
Which, I mean, this came out in the 90s, so that's fine. But it's so unrealistic and like cartoonish. And they were trying to be so serious with it.
Well, apparently, the thing I really hated was when he had that metal...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for God's sake.
The mask thing that came down.
Yeah.
He could not.
I thought that was really cool when I was a kid too.
Well, apparently he was filming Friends during the filming of this. And so they figured if he had a mask, maybe they could film some of those scenes without him being there. Because apparently this took like 5 months to film.
Yeah, it was so.
How? Yeah. It was probably all on a green screen. Oh my gosh.
Well, speaking of that though, as you can tell, I looked a little bit into this movie because I was like, I have to have something to talk about. I can't just crap on this movie because it's so bad. apparently there were multiple special effects companies that worked together because it was such a big production. And I think that's why if you see the movie, it's very uneven, the special effects. Like some shots are pretty decent for late 90s. And others are just horrific, like that monkey.
You know what else was horrific?
What's that?
See, what was the most horrific thing in this movie?
Spider-Man Gary Oldman? Yes.
I like, when he came on the screen, I was like, no, what is that? Like, no. Like,
no, it's still the monkey.
He had like white lips and his face was like black.
Yeah,
it's like, no.
That's funny me saying Spider-Man. It doesn't capture really. No. Anyways,
it looks like he got trapped in a children's pop-up tent.
Oh, when he was wearing his like cape,
his cloak. Yeah, it looked like he got caught in a children's pop-up tent.
Yeah, I knew we were gonna have like a Wild Wild West moment because his head kind of did like this thing, moved around a little bit, and I was like, oh, we're in for a treat. We're in for a treat.
Oh man.
So they board the ship, the decrepit time bubble ship. They get directions to where they're trying to go from it. But then they're attacked by those spiders and Matt LeBlanc's mask comes out and they like run away. And the spiders are
the least terrifying part of this movie.
Yeah. Their mouths also kind of eat sideways.
From the
like
side.
The side blinking monkey.
And they heat up and they. I don't know. I'm just not into it.
They heat up? What are you talking about?
The mouths of the spiders. They were like boring holes into the spaceship.
Oh, that's right.
They were like made it hot.
I've already blocked so much of this movie out.
Make it hot, hot, hot. sorry, that was dumb of me. And they barely escape, and then they go careening into the ice planet that's below.
Right.
You know what I just remembered that is ridiculous also? Is this whole space mission was sponsored by a graphics card company.
I didn't notice that.
The Jupiter. There was like a line about it in the beginning that it was like the Jupiter is the name. Jupiter was the name of a company that made graphics cards in the movie, not in real life.
Right.
And that's so dumb.
And they were like, that's why like Matt LeBlanc kept saying like things like, oh, this is just a mission to sell video games and stuff like that. Like, all the logos that they were wearing were for like, it'd be like if we're like, all right, we're going on the NVIDIA mission. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, as I was watching this movie, I was like, this is not for families. This is not for.
I don't know what and then, this is.
No, because they said shit like three times.
Yeah.
Right. But then, like, when you see Future Will and Spider-Man Gary Oldman working together, you're like, no, this movie's for no one. This is just
this is
weird.
A disturbance. Like,
that dubbing was. It made me so uncomfortable every single time
they
talked.
So many people.
No, but like the one for Future Will was the worst one.
Oh, it was so bad.
It was so bad that like even right in the beginning, before you totally see his face and before you're supposed to know that it's really Future Will, like there's shots where he's in the shadows or he's in the distance and his mouth isn't even close to saying the words that you are hearing.
And he probably could have done a better job than whatever actor they hired. Because the actor was like, Dad. Like, it was just so bad. Like, hey, Dad, I knew you cared. Like, it was just not, it was not doing it.
It's such a shame. What a waste of talent. Because William Hurt is a great actor. Gary Oldman is a great actor. I liked
William
Heather
Hurt
Graham.
Is so bland in this movie.
What a snooze fest. What a snooze.
Heather Graham was fine. Matt LeBlanc was not.
No.
I didn't like her character. Like, she was fine. And then in the
she
end,
was like the only normal person in the movie.
Until the end when she was like, okay, harasser, I choose you. Like, no. It's
Stockholm Syndrome. They were out there for a long
essentially.
Time.
Like, I would have just. And then the daughter, like the younger daughter, she was like,
Penny, was that her name?
Knack. Like, oh. He kept making like sexual comments about Matt LeBlanc, and he just like would side eye it and like go somewhere else. Like, yeah. Like, it was just.
Gary Oldman mentioned more times than I have fingers to count on about how he's an evil person.
Yeah. He's like,
this movie, this script is so ridiculous.
Okay, sir. Like, Jesus. No normal person says, I'm so evil. Like, does anyone say that?
No.
No.
It's actions speak louder than words, right?
I think, like, the thing is, like, the most evil people don't think they're evil. They think they're right. They think they're whatever they're doing is justifiable.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, for most of the movie, he's a coward who just was trying to get paid. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the movie, he suddenly has the goal to dominate the planet Earth with spider human babies.
Because I think it was like the spider in him, like, got to his brain. Like, I don't know. But here's the thing. Okay, so I got really confused by a synopsis. Like, so I had read a synopsis of this on Wikipedia, mm-hmm. and I didn't really understand it even on Wikipedia. So when I was reading it, I was like, I don't understand this at all, because it was like Future Will and Past Will, and then they just quit using Future and Past, and they just started calling him Will. So I was like, which Will is doing any of this? But it said, like, Will sends them back in time, and they do a, to when they do a hyper jump or they're flying in the plane. So I thought that he was going to send them back in time to when they made the first hyper jump, like instead of going through the sun, they would like maneuver around it. Like they figured out how to maneuver around it so that they never had to do the hyper jump and they didn't get lost in space.
Right.
So that makes sense, right?
That's the most ridiculous. The most ridiculous part of this movie is Future Will's whole goal is to go back to before they launch the Jupiter mission to say, don't do it. Everyone's going to die but me, and save his family. What he decides to do instead is send his dad back 5 minutes ago so they can maybe die again trying to leave the planet because they don't have gas.
And here's the thing. Gary Oldman is still infected with a spider bite.
Yes.
So yeah. That is absolutely not resolved. Like he's still going to transform into a terrible spider monster.
Yeah. They took that back home.
Yeah. So like, what are you doing?
Well, because you know they had to have a sequel for this thing, or they wanted to have a sequel.
This was so clearly supposed to be a franchise.
I wanted to throw up. Like, just, I couldn't take it. And in fact, like, the beginning was so slow and boring, I fell asleep, like, hard out, like, not even 40 minutes in.
Yeah, we had to watch this over a couple of days because Aaron went out immediately.
It was too much.
I just want to state that they claim that the planet that blew up turned into a black hole. And that's not how things work.
I forgot about that part, too. Right, this movie is so much crazy stuff going on.
Yeah. So then,
and
they
also they just flew away from it. Like you couldn't fly away from the sun, but you're gonna fly away from the black hole, which arguably has a much stronger gravitational.
You couldn't fly away from the planet. You couldn't leave the planet's gravitational pull.
Like.
This movie's bonkers.
It is,
but again,
so dumb.
He knows everything that's going to happen. He can stop the robot from waking them up. They can save Earth. But no, let me just send you to 5 minutes ago.
And like, the thing. So, yeah. Like, the other thing is like, we haven't even gotten into this, but like the way that they handle like the time paradox is very unclear. Very unclear. Like, I think they've splintered into like a multiverse and they've created like infinite timelines because they arrive at and the bubble's already there from Future Will. So like the bubble, so like when he got there, there was no bubble, right? He had to create it. So we've already got two alternate realities here. So like how many times did they arrive and then something different occurred?
You don't even, it's not worth it.
It's like, it's so unclear. Like the time travel thing, like, but like nothing Future Will, like nothing past them does like changes what happens to Will, like Future Will. So like, like them like doing something, it would just like splinter off like a million different realities, like that whole interaction. It's like, no.
I hate to admit it. I always thought Will in this movie was the youngest brother in Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
So and that's very clearly not the same actor, but
no, they do look kind of similar, but the brother of Malcolm in the Middle was a much better actor. I don't know any other. So what do you guys think? Does this movie hold up?
Oh no, God no.
No,
Jesus Christ, like not even laughably.
I mean, I was thinking about it and I was like, well, at least like the music was okay, like the classical music was okay, But then it ends with this disco techno, no, like this ridiculous European techno music.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Oh, it's so funny. Like, you can see right at the end, like, oh man, they were planning on at least two more movies of this.
It is so bad.
Yeah. It is so bad. It does not hold up. I mean, like, maybe if you can make a drinking game out of it or something, or like find someone like that, but it's so ridiculous.
Anytime you can tell someone's been dubbed, take a shot. Anytime Matt LeBlanc makes a pass at Heather Graham, take a shot.
Anytime that Dr. Smith says that he's evil.
Oh, yeah. They're also... Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to point out this one last thing. The dad in this movie is like monotone the whole time.
We already talked about this.
Except there's one line at the end where he's like, I know what to do! And you're like, where did you come from? Like,
it's just... Yeah, and his eureka moment was flying through the planet, right? Like,
yeah, it was just like, jeez. Like,
because again, so they don't have enough energy to leave the planet's gravitational pull, but they can fly away from a black hole.
Right.
So dumb. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't hold up.
Nope.
Don't watch it.
Thing stinks.
And it's long. It's a long movie.
It's not that long.
It's long.
Well, that's our thoughts on Lost in Space. I don't know. Did you guys have anything else that we didn't hit on yet?
No, I've expended enough time talking about this thing.
Let's not watch it again for another 20 years. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you guys more next week with another movie. Bye bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Dot com.